Okay, well, welcome. This is our third call today in the end of year experience day. And so on the first call, we did kind of a look back into 2016. We talked about what we were proud of. We talked about the mistakes we're not going to repeat. And then we talked about what was working best to get customers. There's a replay of that if you missed that. And then midday call, we talked about what are we going to do now? How are we going to act between now and the end of the year to get the right stuff done? We talked about expenses we were going to accelerate, the people we were going to thank, and we also talked about what we're going to be sure to focus enough on to finish before the end of the year. So again, that call is recorded, and now our third and final call of the experience is looking forward, 2017. We're going to talk about a business goal. What's your business goal? What's your smart business goal for 2017? We'll talk about that. And then I kind of don't like New Year's resolutions because the first week, 25% of the people give up on it, and typically within 4 to 6 weeks, 85 to 90% of the people have given up on it, and they never remember them when you get halfway through the year. So instead of that, we'll talk about picking one word, like one word for the year to be kind of a theme for you for the year. Starting off with 2017, before you pick your goal, is just a little bit of the business outlook, and Chuck, maybe I'll have you share as well on this. 2017 is shaping up to be a very pro-business year. We have a one-party government. The Republicans are in control. There's a lot of talk about deregulation. There's a lot of talk about tax incentives. There's a lot of talk about federal contracts opening up to small business. There's a lot of talk about banking, access to capital, lower income tax rates, all in a method to spur growth. And you'll see a lot of headlines. The reason we're talking about this outlook is one is for your business, is for your own self and you making decisions about your business, but also in your marketing. Realize this is what people want to know about. Small business optimism in December 26 at an all-time high. That's a headline from the news. Bill Gates just yesterday. Bill Gates says Trump has the opportunity to be like JFK, and he goes on to talk about how he talked with Trump, and Donald Trump has this opportunity to allow innovation, which Gates is very excited about, to allow innovation to drive the economy and drive our country. There's a lot of stuff, headlines about how a Trump presidency will impact small business. Small business owners excited for more freedom under Trump. So the climate for small business seems really good. There's going to be some struggles. There's some minimum wage stuff that you have to maybe worry about going up. There's also the increase in the interest rates. So there are some things, but I think overall the business outlook looks pretty strong. Chuck, what about you? I know that you you like the new Secretary of Defense. Do you have any comments about the business outlook for 2017?
Well, I think the Secretary of Defense does have something to do with the business outlook because I think we're less likely to have to worry about the outside terror thing. I do think that will calm down because they all know what kind of guy he is, and that some of the stuff that's been glossed over and tried to be negotiated in the past will not happen that way, and the bad guys know it. From the business side, obviously I think it's positive, and as I said last night, no matter what side of the fence people were on, they need to not comment on social media about it because half the people are on the other side of the fence, so you need to keep your political opinions amongst your own friends and not try to change people over social media, which doesn't work anyway, and several of our members are doing it, as I see, so hopefully they listen to that. In Arizona, interestingly, after my comments last night about your comments about Lucid and my comments about the things Doozy came in the Business Journal this morning, this is a look back on the year, and Orbital AKT is building a new facility in Gilbert. Vixos picked Scottsdale for a new headquarters, so they're all going to employ people. Applegate Insulation is building a massive facility near Casa Grande. John Hancock has put in their Western Regional office in Tempe. Oscar Insurance picked Phoenix over Denver. Kudelski is bringing their company or their factories from Switzerland to the Phoenix area. Charles Schwab is adding 600 tech jobs in Phoenix. Rogers Corporation is moving global headquarters from Connecticut to Chandler. The truckstop.com is expanding with lots of employees in the tech industry. The cold winter in Cincinnati is bringing a company called Matson Money to Scottsdale. I mean, it goes on and on. Republic Services is expanding theirs. Carvana's moves its headquarters into the Rio Salado area. Mutual of Omaha is expanding its mortgage operations. And Raytheon's hiring 2,000 in Tucson. So that'll be similar to the Lucid Motors situation. And Orbital ATK, which I announced earlier, just announced they're adding 500 jobs right away. And McKesson is bringing a service center to Salt River. So, man, things are really ramping up in our state. I know there's some others on here who aren't in our state, but it's very exciting for us from business side to see that. And we, as entrepreneurs, need to capitalize on all those jobs and many people that we or our customers are going to need to expand to keep up, and that's good for us.
Oh, fantastic. And I think it's a testimony to a pro-business, you know, almost like a governor. And you know, when you start opening the doors and you know, you're known as pro-business, that makes a big difference. So moving into trends, 2017, you know, there are some big trends, mobile marketing, something called AMP, which is accelerated mobile pages that Google's come out with and is getting behind to increase the speed with which people can find stuff and access information on a mobile device. There's a lot of movement from mobile-friendly to mobile-centric, meaning that, yes, you had to be in business, you needed to be mobile-friendly, but now everything's going to mobile. It's not just that you have a website to look up information, but people are paying for stuff using their phone. They're reading books and listening to books and doing all the things they're doing are happening more and more on the phone, and the interaction with the world and with commerce is happening more and more with the phone. There's also technologies, and you know, Chuck, you may want to touch a little bit on geofencing and social Wi-Fi, and some of those technologies are really starting to take over. And a trend in 2017, that's what's happening. Remote employees is another big trend. E-commerce is on the rise. There's a they're predicting a dramatic increase in video, especially in marketing and automation. There's going to be new ways of doing things, new apps to help people do things. And in their area of business, one of the big trends for 2017 is the movement of business to connecting rather than selling to customers. So if the businesses are looking for ways to connect with their customers rather than just sell to them. So, Chuck, any trends that you see? I know that you and Kara, who's also on the line right now, are doing a lot of this social Wi-Fi, geofencing, and things like that.
Yeah, I think it's very exciting in 2017. The big companies are embracing this, but it's also neat for Kara and I to see the mom and pops. It's a very easy sale if you just take a little time and explain it. Anybody who's a forward thinker is anxious to try this technology. So I see that as being a big thing for marketing in general, and many small businesses should jump on that. And for Kara and I in particular, I think we're going to have a great 2017 with that. Would you agree, Ms. Kara?
I would agree, because I think I have a fourth person that's ready to look into it.
Fantastic. You are a superstar.
Nice. Very good. Well, great. So shifting into 2017 and you, there's going to be things that you want to look at and take the trends, but also the fundamentals, right? So taking care of your customers, that's kind of the big fundamental. Making sure you have time to think, that you're involved in something like this, the Jumpstart Experience, a mastermind group, that you've got time to think and work, you know, on your business, not just in your business. Look to improve your systems and automate where you can. The 80-20 rule, focus on the 20, oust the 80. And also investigate that mobile marketing and that video marketing thing. So shifting to our two questions to begin to look forward, the first one is, what is your SMART business goal for 2017? And, you know, SMART is, you know, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-based. So you don't want a goal that just says, yeah, I want my business to grow next year. No, you want it to be, you know, really kind of as exact as possible. In my case, for 2017, my goal is to have a Stealth Fluence, which is my training brand, have Stealth Fluence serving 400 people a month by December 31st, 2017. So as a SMART goal, you know, it's very exact. It's 400. You know, it's got a date and this concept of serving. Right now, through the Arizona Marketing Association and other mastermind groups that I'm working with, I'm at, I think, 167 people that Self-Fluence is serving on a monthly basis. And so for me, I want to move that to, or I'm going to move it to 400 people by the end of the year. So then I take the difference between those, and then I can set a quarterly goal, I can set monthly goals, but everything falls in place once I have that kind of smart goal set up, which for me is Self-Fluence serving 400 people a month by December 31st, 2017. The other good thing about having that goal is it keeps you focused and you're less likely to get distracted. You know, I'm less likely to jump into a venture that's not going to move that the needle forward on my goal. And I think, do we have a, Turi, did you just join us from Atlanta?
Yes, I did.
All right. Well, first of all, thank you for taking my daughter to the airport today. She's flying home as we speak right now. And I heard it was quite an adventure in the electric car.
In the electric car, yeah.
So you made it, though. You made it back home.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, welcome to the call. Well, first, Chuck, maybe I'll start with you. Chuck, do you have any, you know, have you thought about a direction or any kind of a business goal for yourself for 2017?
Yeah, I have two. One regarding around the Arizona Marketing Association. And yours and my goal, both, Lane, is to have 50 people in the Partners Mastermind group and to accomplish that by the end of 2017 and to double the size, minimally is double the size of members in the Arizona Marketing Association throughout 2017. And the second goal is regarding the whole social Wi-Fi geofencing we talked about. And my goal is to have 10 salespeople in place by July 1st, each doing a minimum of two deals a week, which would end up by the end of a 12-month period of time, their residual income would be 12 grand a month. And, of course, I would make a nice a bit on the overrides off of that. So that's the two goals, and they're measurable, and that should be fun.
Fantastic. That's well thought out there and great. And I look forward to, you know, hopefully being a part of both of those, especially with the Mastermind, the Arizona Marketing Association. Kara, how about you? Have you thought about
a business goal?
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, Blaine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Kara, have you thought about a business goal yet? We lost her or muted her. How about you, Turi? Have you thought about 2017? Do you have any kind of a goal in regards to your business?
Yeah, you know, I think you pass it, but the word for me for the year is going to be relationship, whether they're business or personal. But my goal would be to, with my, as far as growth, I've got my current accounting partner, and I'd like to duplicate that effort and have a second accounting partner and have them driving assets of $500,000 a month towards my practice. So it would be having two accounting partners giving me $1 million worth of, and when I say that's assets under management, it's not revenue stream of $1 million, it's assets to manage of $1 million a month. So
those partners would be bringing in those two partners bring $1 million a month of new assets each month.
Yeah, because then I do a revenue split with them. So yeah, so there's big incentive for them to work with me and do that. So.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. And I know, I think we lost Kara there. She said something about cutting out, and then she was gone. Okay, great.
I think she was driving. It sounded like she was driving. There's a lot of road noise behind her, I think.
Okay, no problem. The second thing we want to talk about, and Turi mentioned his word, is this idea of instead of a New Year's resolution, you pick a word or a theme for the next year. And so for me, I've been doing it for a number of years. There's a book called One Word That Will Change Your Life. And if you go to getoneword.com, you can they got a bunch of free download stuff. But I read that book a few years ago and started picking a word. And it works so much better than the resolutions, and you could stay with it all year long. And like, for example, last year I did the whole thing with my family, and so my wife's word was learning, and she went back to school to become a nurse, and so now she's taking the classes. She actually just finished two classes, had a final today in chemistry, and making it through those classes, not her favorite, but her whole year was about learning. And then my son's word was transition, and he's transitioning, graduated from college, transitioned to his first full-time job. That's awesome. And then my daughter's word was acceptance, and her main goal was to get accepted into medical school, which happened for her. But also, you know, it has different layers, like being accepting of other people. So the word can have kind of different, you know, different layers to it. My word was value. And so for me, the year was all about how can I bring value to people? What programs could I develop? What kind of different things? And this Jumpstart is an example of that, of trying to create value. And so for me, this next year, as I've been working on it right now, I think what my word is going to be is serve. And I really want to take the value that I've created over the years, not just this last year, take that value and serve people with that value, but then also serve more people. So I want to serve people, but serve a lot of people. And so when you're thinking about this word for the year, a couple of questions that you want to think about is, what do you want more of next year? So you want that word to be kind of a positive influence on maybe who you want to become and what you want more of next year in your life. What needs your focus? Maybe there's something, a certain relationship or something that needs your focus in 2017. Who do you want to become? You know, maybe there's a word that captures an essence of what you really want to change or improve about yourself next year. So what kind of theme could you have for the year? Also maybe what's coming up in your life. So, you know, with my son, he thought about, okay, transition was his word because that's what was coming up, you know, in his life. And then lastly, sometimes people get a little more spiritual. What's God calling you to focus on in this next year? So that's a couple of tips and things. Chuck, now I know you were thinking about words. Have you picked a word?
I have. My word is prolific. I think to reach the goals, it's going to be one of those massive action things, and so I think I need to be prolific in taking action to make sure they are met.
Oh, nice, prolific. Okay, Turi, how about you? Have you is your word relationship or relationships?
Yeah, relationship. The relationships, I guess. Yeah, with the S, and it, you know, so it's really, you know, it's strengthening like those relationships with the accountant. And for referral source, strengthening my relationship with existing clients. And then, you know, then there's strengthening relationships with friends and family and, you know, focus on that and maybe not Netflix, you know?
There you go. Well, that's great. And, you know, I have this little thing on my weekly plan that I do. I have a thing where I ask myself this question: what is the most important thing I could do for whoever that person is, right? So I'd say for my wife Beth, what's the most important thing I could do for her this week? And then I do the same thing for my kids, but then I also do that in business relationships. So I try to pick, you know, maybe one, two, three different people that I'm working with, and then I try to sit back and say, okay, what's the most important thing I could do to add value to them, you know, to their, to their life? Do you guys hear some static, or is that just me?
I hear it, too.
I was able to log back in, but, I hear static, too. It's weird.
Right, okay. I'm trying to see where that's coming from. I think it's not you, Kara. I just checked that. Maybe it's my line. Good. All right. Well, Kara, we've got you back. Do you have either a business goal or a possible one word for next year?
Well, I'm sort of working on my goals because I make goals. I've made goals before, but apparently I'm not making them smart enough. So I think I'm going to sit down and really figure out how many clients I want, and then a percentage, I think, of my own business, of my marketing, and then a percentage of what I'm going to get through all this geofencing and social Wi-Fi stuff. So I'm going to sit down and really ponder that and figure that one out. I've got a couple ideas for one words. One is focus, because so much of the time I'm kind of spread a little thin of what I'm doing and where I'm going and trying different things and and then having some of the things not work and getting very distracted and discouraged. But the other one I've also been thinking of is stability, just because for the last 3 years I've had major life disruptors happen every 3 to 6 months, and it's just been chaotic. It's just chaotic to get, and I can't, and it's been very difficult to even focus and get anything done. So I'm flip-flopping between those two. I'm kind of worried if I think about stability that it's just going to bring up as like, yeah, I know my life is so unstable and this, that, and the other thing. So I'm a little worried about having that one my word.
Right. Well, I think you got to spend a little time with it. You know, it takes a little time.
Yeah.
Spend a little time with the words and then try to move them into, affirmations. You know, why do I find it so easy to be stable? You know, and
right.
and then you, because your brain, you're so right. Your brain is like Google, you know. And
mm-hmm.
So if you give it the wrong, if you type in the wrong search terms, you're in trouble, I'm in trouble, we're all in trouble. You know, so
right.
Why is my life so chaotic? Okay, here comes a Google search, right? You know, so
exactly.
If you say, you know, why do I find it so easy to be stable? Then it answers that, it goes to answer that question. So that's a, and that's a hard thing to, they call it change the brain or reprogram the brain. It takes a little time and work, but keep feeding it that question, you know, that's in that form of,
right.
You know, where the answers bring you in towards the direction you want to go. Anyway, that's not easy, but I think it's it can work.
Exactly.
And yeah, look for a stable year and get a good customer goal, and that's awesome. Well, great. Does anybody have any questions about anything from today, or other things to add in, or other questions you have about things you might do at the end of the year?
I don't think so.
All right, Turi, how about you? Any other questions on anything?
No, I got to listen to the call from the midday call.
I'll get those up this evening, and so we have the three, the kind of the first call was the look back, then we had the act now, and now we have the look forward. So great. Well, look, fantastic. Appreciate everybody in the program. We will be back at it on Saturday for Purge Day, and then I will put up for the next one-on-ones. I'm going to probably set those up for early next week rather than it's kind of too late to set them up for tomorrow and the next day. But we'll do that early next week, and I'll do a wide range of times during the day, but also in the evening to make sure everybody gets a chance to do the 20-minute one-on-one. And everybody have a great rest of your evening.
All right. Hey, thank you very much.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.